When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with the Challenge exit interview. And boy, things are really heating up on the Challenge USA 2, as is a little bit of some discord amongst the survivors. I need to step in maybe if the survivors want me to come in like Jeff Probst and have some sort of family therapy survivor tribal council. I am on call if necessary. Also on call is Brian Cohen, who's going to join me in just a moment for this week's exit interview from the Challenge USA. He and Ali have recorded their recap already, and you can hear that in our Challenge USA podcast feed. My exit interview with Sebastian is also available on YouTube. Let's go ahead and bring him in.
All right. What a pleasure it is to get the chance to catch up with Sebastian, who was eliminated. It's Rob and Brian for RJP. Seabass, how are you?
I'm good, man. A little hungover from last night, but that's part of it. I feel great, man. I'm awesome.
Okay, so a lot of drama in this episode. That how aware were you that things were going so sour for Chris with all of the other Survivor people?
A lot of drama. Chris was just, I don't know, he was just getting in everybody's head, telling everybody a different thing. He was honestly spiraling that whole couple days. Like, I don't know what he was doing. I was like, dude, you just need to, like, you're such a target right now. Just shut up for half a second and see where things go. But it was kind of hard to watch because he's my best friend out there. He's my buddy, man. Like, mm-hmm. You don't want to see anyone spiral like that.
I'm curious about your choice. You pitched to Tori about trying to target like a big male threat. You want to get someone out. You try to throw out Corey's name to Tori. Why Corey in particular, as opposed to Bananas or Wes, if you're looking out to try to attack out one of the big vets?
Yeah, right. I mean, this was my problem on Survivor. This is why I think my biggest regret, why I didn't win, because I didn't get Dom and Wendell out, the two biggest, you know, they went 1-2 in my season. So I wanted to get big boys out. Specifically Corey, he's a beast. If I have to go a hall brawl against him, I'm probably toast. He's a running back. So I think strategically for me, I knew I was going to get a lot of votes, just because Chris was in there and they were craving to get Survivor out. And I was the only other Survivor guy, which was, you know, not the greatest thing to have two Survivor dudes on this season and five girls from Survivor. I was getting close with Wes. I had like a visions at the end with Bananas and working with Tori and the three Survivor girls that they started, you know, I was part of that. I was just hiding behind it. And that was my route to the end. So I didn't want to throw Bananas. Wes was getting really close with me and Fessy too. So we were all getting real close. Corey was just one of those guys that I never really connected with. And I'm not scared to take, you know, a shot like that at all. You have to be bold in this game. And unfortunately for me, you know, it didn't work out like that, but it just felt like the right name to drop.
Okay, so it didn't work out in terms of the game, but can you give us any updates? Did it work out with Tori?
Everyone's favorite question. We don't want to date at all. I had 5 years with Jenna, just broke up. She had 4 years with Jordan, engaged, just broke up, whatever. Want that title right now. We want to be focusing on ourselves, right? But she's 15 minutes away from me, man, in Miami. So we have been,
okay.
We've been having fun. We see each other a couple times a week, and I think that's perfect. I think that's the way things should be. You know, she's got a lot going on in her life, but I'm not in love with her, but I love the girl. You know, I love being around her. It's just, she makes me happy and I do the same for her. So I think it's perfect, man.
we saw that some of the Survivor girls start to like build some of those connections, even some Big Brother people like the Secret Garden. I know they're pretty close with like Tiffany and Alyssa. Did you have any connections with any of the Big Brother people, or were you strictly like Survivor? And then obviously like Tori's connection. Did you have any Big Brother inroads that you were trying to form through the season?
You know, I really didn't. Tyler would be the only one. We slept next to each other. He's my roommate, and he's honestly one of my best friends now. So I always wanted to work with Tyler. Unfortunately, it never happened. It never really lined up like that. We tried to at the end in those last couple of weeks where we were both scrambling because we knew we were getting close to probably getting some votes. So we tried that, but never worked out. We just went back to our alliances. But man, we're Survivor strong, man. That's what we do on Survivor. We stick together and try and take our alliance all the way to the end.
That's so right, really Brian.
Cool. Yeah. We wanted to... You know, we were half the number. 7 of the 14 of us were survivors when I left. So that's cool.
Yeah. So, Sebastian, I really thought that you had this challenge. You know, the whole episode was about how everybody hates Chris and how, you know, here's the challenge. I'm like, okay, this is right up Sebastian's alley. And especially absolutely. Where Chris has taken a long time to go. What went wrong for you? Why was this such a struggle?
Dude, I mean, I thought I had this in the bag. I won a very similar challenge on Survivor where you had to throw a beanbag onto a platform like that. I played beer pong in college. I was always shooting, you know, balls into baskets my whole life. This just felt right to me. But it's a TikTok trick shot, you know? So it's like the ping pong ball needs to go down the hallway into the, you know, red solo cup. And I thought I had it in the bag because I always was doing trick shots as a kid. Unfortunately, you're dealing with the challenge and you're in the sand elimination ring. That sand's always going to be uneven. I tried my ass off to get those platforms as flat as possible, I realigned them, asked everyone in the audience like what they thought. I was trying to use all the help I could, but it's a game of luck in my opinion. That was not my preferred elimination. I would have had anything else, but you got to take what you get.
I'm curious about the key game mechanic this season with the hopper. Everyone has like the secret vote going in. How much conversation is there after the fact of like who's voting for who? Are those secret votes staying secret, or is there a lot of conversation about like, are all these votes kind of just being sussed out after the fact?
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the season, we were like, who voted for it? Like, we were all trying to figure it out. But then it, like, once the hat trick got put into play and no one wanted to say anything, I think it was the best for everyone's game to just shut the fuck up. And Michaela, I told Monty I voted for him one time, and Michaela came in and whiplashed me and said, do not tell anyone who you voted for. Like, this is so part of the game. Like, this is the season. This is the way this season's rolling. So I think it was definitely critical for everyone to keep their mouth shut on who voted for him. The hopper's scary, man. You never like seeing your name, your heart goes, like, you don't get that feeling. Unless your name's up there. So it's crazy.
See, Bass, when you got confronted by Corey about you putting his name out there, and then you tried to say, no, I think that was Chris that was doing all that. How did you feel like that conversation went?
It felt like I had to go to the principal's office and explain why I did something bad in class. Chris was just spiraling, and obviously I wanted to try something. So I went to the principal's office and talked to Corey. It was just like a perfect platform for me to throw the lie on and just say, you know, Chris is going crazy. Like, this is not what I said. This was his idea. So it was kind of rude in the fact that I was doing it to my best friend, but he was the platform to go on, and I just rode with it.
It seemed like you had a lot of time out there. Is this something you would want to do again? You're hoping like the challenge proper, you get a call, USA 3, you get a call. Is this something you're really hoping to do again next time?
Man, I am so ready. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel so strong, so ready to do another challenge. I will be back. I'm going to play again, no doubt. I'm manifesting it right now. They love me. The producers on the show like loved me. So I feel really confident in the fact that I will be back. And all I can do is just take these next couple months, train, 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 watch, watch, watch. I learned so much from this season. Just having those vets there was so beneficial to me. Watching the way Tori plays, watching the way Bananas and Wes think during these challenges, it's just like it's mesmerizing to watch the way that they play. And I think that's the perfect, I don't want to say practice round, but perfect way to get set up for the next season. I'm ready to go, man.
It was really, really fun to get to watch you play and have you back in this season, because it was exciting because we hadn't seen you from when Survivor had ended from Ghost Island. So this was a treat for us. Was there anything else that you want to let us know about this experience that we didn't get to see?
you know, it was an honor to play the game again. It took 5 years to get back. I really did crave this. I wanted to come back so bad, especially when Jenna and I broke up. I was just craving another adventure, right? So I think, you know, they only show 0.00002%
of the game.
I think, you know, they did a really good job editing, but show more me and Tori smooching. Show more, you know, not that that's a major part, but we were together the whole time. Show more of us having fun. We went on field trips. We went on boats and wineries. Let's bring a little bit of the life into the house, not just all strategy and shit.
Okay. All right. Well, Seabass, thank you so much. And feel better, okay?
Thanks, man. This bagel's going to save me.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Sebastian back here on RJP. That was so fun. It's so nice to catch up. You know, the nice thing about these challenge exit interviews is you have these survivor people, you know, I haven't talked to you in like 5-6 years, and you come back, it's like, oh yeah, he's super fun. So very excited to get the chance to catch up here with Seabass. The guy goes on shows. He says funny things. He finds love on these shows or finds a person he loves on these shows. And so nice to get the chance to talk to him. Thanks again for Brian stopping by. Check out this week's challenge recap with Allie and Brian. And I'll be back next time with our next Challenge USA exit interview here on Rob is a Podcast. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.